Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up? This
is a good big party, man.
Yeah,
I
brother,
dig
like,
it.
Stop right on.
Good evening and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Evan?
Oh, man, when they throw that new number at you, ooh, I mean, this has been imprinted on your mind for years.
What new number?
I imagine there'll be a different number at the...
Is that right?
I think so. I don't know for sure. Maybe I said something stupid.
Well, don't do that to me, man.
It's early. Yeah, yeah.
It'll be long we'll enough to remember that.
We'll get there.
Listen, man. This is day five of the confirmation of me having COVID.
Yeah.
And
man, I feel terrible. I didn't even ask you. Yeah. How's it going?
Man, I mean, what do I sound like? What do I look like?
You sound and look great.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, you know, I had a runny nose and you know, that's drying up and I have no other signs. Knock on wood.
So today's the last day of your indefinite confinement. You can leave your home after today,
well,
right?
Yeah, that's what they said.
Nice.
So,
nice.
You know, I don't know, man. It's kind of you're in limbo. Yeah. You don't know. I don't know what's expected. I don't know what I'm supposed to feel. I don't know if I was ever supposed to take medication.
I'm no doctor, you know? But, you know, 5 days in, and if that sniffle is even cleared up, I think that's it. I don't, you know.
Well, I haven't taken any medication at all. And so I don't know.
Good, good, good.
But anyway, good. Anyway, let's. Let's get down to business, man. You know, later on in the show, I'm going to talk about, man, a horrific, a scary thing that is coming up in the future of the American people that I don't know many of us are going to be able to deal with or tolerate. I'm going
to
have to break the story. It is a horrible, horrible thing that we are going to be faced with. So don't go anywhere.
Oh, God.
And make sure you're around to hear this. Because, you know, in my 67 years of living, I don't know if I've ever been as terrified as I am of what I'll be talking about later on. But anyway,
send your guesses in to Devil Radio at 844-967-2789. Text in those guesses. What are we so afraid of?
Well, you know, I'm telling you, man, I don't know, man. We're going to talk about
we'll
it. But anyway, let's get here, man. Let's get here. You know, didn't Joe Biden, didn't the Democrats talk about bringing down the pharmaceutical prices? Wasn't that one of the things they talked about?
Yes.
Are you aware?
And even more obtusely, it's the ability of Medicare, Medicaid, being able to negotiate the prices. So not even just making them cheaper, just making it so these government programs can try and make that slice a little smaller.
So the United States government has the ability, using its investments in medical research and innovation, to benefit all Americans, not just the shareholders at a few corporations. Now, mm-hmm. what am I talking about? You know, they've got some medications. I take a medication right now that that cost over $2,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that, miss. It's a lot of jack, right?
And I mean, that's on the low end. It's really crazy.
I know, but to me, $2,000 a month.
Oh, that'd be life changing for me. That'd be game over, man. If there was something crucial that I needed,
let me put it this way.
Ooh.
It's more than my mortgage.
Yeah.
So, but I take a medication that costs that much every month. and I'm on Medicare. So you figure I'm on Medicare. Medicare's percentage of that medication is $1,700 a month.
Yep.
So then you figure my cut of that is around $300.
Still insane, but yes.
A month. Yes. Okay. So why is it costing so much?
Research and development, Earl. See, these drugs.
I know, but research and development is financed by you and I, the taxpayers.
It's that capitalist mindset. I mean, it's not about healthcare. It's not about helping people. It's about finding a need and then filling that need while making as much money as possible.
So it's $2,000 per month for this medication now. And my take on that is, is $300 a month, and I think that's pretty expensive for me,
for anybody. Yeah.
But what if we told you American taxpayers funded the many of these, and especially this one? What if we told you that the American taxpayer funded the invention of a highly successful prostate cancer medication? And now that medication costs $189,000 per year.
I mean, come on, Mike, we're entering the twilight zone here. This stuff exists.
Are you aware of just how pervasive prostate cancer is to men?
Very, yeah. People don't get checked.
It's one of the top 3 to 4 causes of death. And especially when we're talking about black men in America, prostate cancer is either number one or number two cause of death by cancer in the United States. But the cost of this drug is $189,000 per year. The United States government paid for all of the, that's what I'm looking for, man. They paid for all of they
research
don't just,
and development? Like the
actual
creation
research
of
and
the
development.
Drug? Okay.
Research and development. And so when you look at the fact that we, the taxpayers, paid for this, the name of the medication is Xtandi, X-T-A-N-D-I, and Americans pay the highest prices in the world for it, $190,000 per year. That's five times more than the patients living in Japan, Canada, the UK, France, Italy, Germany, Spain, or Australia. Can you help me figure out why?
Research and development costs, Earl. You see these drugs?
No. The research and development costs.
No, I know.
Was the same, and yet when they buy it overseas, they don't have to pay the $189,000.
That capitalist we paid for the drug. Sure, taxpayers paid for it. They're still gonna do the math, like, oh, we got to recoup the research and development.
Yeah, I know, but why don't they try to recoup it from Japan, Canada, the UK, France, Italy, Germany, Spain? Yeah. Or Australia, why would you jack up the price on your own citizens?
We need it, and we'll therefore pay it? I don't know.
Yeah, but they need it overseas too, and they're not being charged five times as much as you and I are. Doesn't that make you want to pause and say, hey, wait a minute. Why is this allowed? Now, I'm just talking about right now, the prostate medication, mm-hmm. This Xtandi, but what about these other medications that, again, we pay five times as much in this country for those medications, our loved ones, than they do overseas?
Here's some backwards logic. You know, a lot of these countries that you just listed off have, you know, socialized healthcare systems. So
yeah,
it sort of plays, you know, the government will and requires the ability to treat their citizens, but won't pay these exorbitant prices. They have robust protections against, you know, the cost hikes like this, where we don't have that here, and we have a privatized healthcare system. I mean, it's this double whammy.
A for-profit health system.
Yeah.
You know, Evan, you really did, man, explain that one right for me. I hadn't even thought about the fact that those are none of those entities that we talked about are for-profit health systems.
Yeah.
Okay. And so they're not going to be gouged. And so the government, so these corporations take whatever they can get from those countries. And yet they're still making their profits.
Yeah.
And so the United States government should be using its investments in medical research and innovation to benefit all Americans, not just the shareholders and a few corporations. Now, here's where I want to get to, man, because this is across the board in you know, Big Pharma. Did you know that President Joe Biden can unilaterally himself bring down that pay scale?
I did.
Were you aware of that?
No, I wasn't.
The President of the United States can unilaterally lower that drug costs.
We'll have to talk about this, man.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it, man.
I wonder, is it the fear of a political price
We got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk about it. Because if it's true, and it is, hey, Joe, you know, we got something to talk about. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.